Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for every Morish leader in Sekhara Ben Chana, Lurfur Shlema. The riff on Dav Tes Amar Aleph, the Dapea riff in Mesechus Ksubis, proves from the Sugi on Dav Chav, Amar Aleph, that Shrei U Shrei, you're not Mamid Ana Chazaka. And therefore, if you have two Kita Eidim, one says about the other that they're Gazlanim, so we're not Mamid them on their Cheskus Kashrus. And because between two against two, you're not mamid on a chazakah. And therefore, you don't assume that they're kosher. Because you don't give a person a cheskas kashrus when you have trey u'trey. However, Tosus writes that Rav Huna, Bava Basra Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, who says that if you have two kite eidim that give contradictory testimonies, that afterwards each one of them can go and testify, even though according to the edus of the other group, they are pasul l'chol edu yod shebetorah, because we're mamid each of them on their cheskas kashrus. So you have one group that gives one testimony, another group that gives another testimony, and later on each group can go independently and testify. Why? Because each of them gets a cheskas kashrus. Your mom at each group and their cheskas kashrus. Now the question is, how is the Rif going to deal with this? How is the Rif going to deal with this Rav Huna? That Rav Huna says that b'shnei kite eidim they can go independently testify afterwards, and Tosus explains because your mom and them and their cheskas kashrus. The Rif learns that trey u'trey you lose your cheskas kashrus. So you're also it's trey u'trey they should lose their cheskas kashrus. The Ran writes Bidas Harif, Tesamar Aleph Bidape Harif, V'itam of Aham Rinan. The Ran writes that Rav Huna is different because the two Kitos are not made simultaneously. Each of them comes independently and is made. And since we don't have in front of us the opposite group, we can go each one after their own Cheskas Kashus, and we can be Tola that she is the Kas Haksheira. Masha Enkein, Benidon Harif, when we're talking about the Kashus Ha'ed, and we're done bivas achas al shte adios. In other words, what happened in the case of the rift? That two people said that the other two guys are gazlanim. One of the other two guys is gazlanim. But either way, they want to passel their edus, and now we're done simultaneously because we're done. The second kas is the first kas is gazlanim. There, the cheskas kashrus is not effective against the edim that are passeling. But in the case of Rav Huna, we're dealing with each group independently, because they're not coming at the same time. We're not dealing with the two at the same time. Each of them comes independently. So since we don't have the other group in front of us, we can go after their cheskas kashrus and assume they're the kosher one, and therefore they can testify in the future as well. Mashen came in the case of the rif, where we're judging the kashrus of the eid, there we're donning the edgios bevas achas, because we're saying as the first group's eid is kosher, the second group says they're gazlanim, there the cheskas kashrus is not effective. But lechor divrei Aran require understanding, because also b'shnei kite eidim ha'mechishim zeh zeh, even though they're not coming with vas achas in front of us, nevertheless we know that there's eidus against them that tells us that they're not kosher, and it's the suffix psul al yadam. So if you have a suffix psul, how can we accept their testimony in the future? You have a suffix psul. Now the halacha, and that we paskin that shtei kitei de manchisho zeh zeh, ena mitstarfim zeh im zeh, lahayid edus acheres. In other words, if you have two groups of witnesses, and they contradict each other, they cannot afterwards combine to be made a different edus. Rather, each one can go independently as their own group and be made. So the shach brings the famous discussion of the Chachmei Brisk V'hakchashas eid echad. In other words, eid echad is made a certain way, and another eid is made lehefich. Are they mitstaref yachad b'makom acher? Can they afterwards combine and testify? Reuven says one with testimony. Shimon says another. Can afterwards Reuven and Shimon be eidim together in light of the fact that here they contradicted each other, so maybe each one's a chakran, each one is suspected of being a chakran? Or maybe no. Maybe we keep each of them in their cheskas kashrus, and we say that they can testify together later, even though two and two, they can't, if it's two against two, they can't testify together, meaning the two groups can't intermingle, but they can only do independently, but they can't intermingle, because then you know you have a chakran in the group. So the Shach asks, brings from the Chachmei Brisk, what's one-on-one? We say the same thing, that they can't testify together afterwards. The Tumim brought in the Nesivis. Siv Katan Aleph asks in the Gemara in Shavuos that we ask on Rav Chisda, who passels each group from testifying later, because Ba'adei Asadei Shakrei Lamali, how can I be with these false witnesses? So he asks, from that Eid Echad says, if it's high, they're testifying about how, where exactly the moon was found. And there's a big discrepancy. One says it was three mirdos, three horse, what you ride on in the horse, high. And the other one says five, just describing a height. So you have three versus five. So we do some betela. Their edus is batel because it's too large a discrepancy. But afterwards, each guy can go with someone else and be made Eidus Acheres. So we're asking Akasha and Rav Chisda. Chisda, how can you say that each group is now puzzled from testifying in the future? If we have one against one, each guy is considered kosher in the future. So we see that we shtel tzu between two and one. Gamba HaKosha Seid Echad, we assume according to Rav Chisda they're puzzled in the future. So now we can be mashlich, we can project from that on to Rav Huna and say that we can also compare one and two. That just like Rav Huna says that two can testify independently, but they can't intermingle, the two groups can't intermingle, so too, one and one, they can't intermingle. So from the Gemara's Kasha on Rav Chisda, we can learn about Rav Huna that you can compare two to one. And just like in two, they can intermingle afterwards, so too one. So what Bechlal is the suffix of the Chachmei Brisk? We have an open Gemara that seems to support the fact that one and one cannot combine afterwards. Upe'emes, we have to understand the Etzem HaSvara that behakoshes eid echad, they could be made afterwards together. What's the difference if two are made, that they can't, two against two, that they can't intermingle afterwards? How can one and one intermingle? What would be the difference? If one contradicts one, how can you say that afterwards they can go together? Should be puzzle me suffic. So Hagon HaGadol, Beryl Schwartzman, Zichat Tzadik Levracha, Baron Cutler's son-in-law, so in his Sefer of Shiurim, Shiurei Agon Rav Dov Schwartzman and Maseches Ksubis, in Simon Chof Ches, says as follows. But first we have to understand the Ikar Machlokas of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda and Bava Basra, that according to Rav Chisda, Shtei Ki Teidim HaMechisho Zu Zu, Psula Kol Kas Gam Lohoid Bifnei Atzma Idus Acheres. Each group cannot testify afterwards independently. Because we say, Bahadei Saadei Shakrei Lomali. What am I doing with these false witnesses? Meaning we know one of them is a false witness, so we can't let them testify afterwards. Rav Huna thinks zich, Rav Huna argues, and he says they can. So, what's pshat in the machlokas? The Rashbam, the Ramask Rav Chisda Omer, explains that the reason Rav Chisda is that we're mamid, memoina, becheskes merei. Explains Rabbeinu Gershon, Mora Goyla there, that according to Rav Chisda, the eidim are suffik psulim, because mimonavshach, one kas is vadai psula, and we cannot be mamid them becheskes kashrusam. So then we have to understand what the reason of Rav Huna is, who argues and holds that each of them is kosher l'hoid b'fnei atzma, and we don't passel them misafik. One of them is pasel misafik, so one of them is vadei pasel. So how can we later on allow them to testify? We have a 50-50 chance there's a bad group here. So it would appear that according to Rav Huna, he holds that if you have two kitei edim, since each kas is not made on the other group to passel them, because they're not saying that the first group was made b'sheker, because they didn't hear the edus of the first group at all. Rather, each kas is made edus shel atzma, that's kach v'kach hayamaisa. So it emerges then that we have two ediososos, but they're not being made b'yeshirot halakat harishona. And if so, each kas is k'sher l'hayid b'fnei atzma, because there's no din paslus on the edim, because edim were not made to passel them, and the etzem astira doesn't bother us, like the famous svar of the Nesivos HaMishpat, Lamed Aleph Sif Katan Aleph Fidarko, that each one said b'didami. They thought they were just making a mistake, but we can't mamish go ahead and passel them, because each group said what they thought, and either is a contradiction b'seder, but they weren't necessarily lying. But to be made together, they can't be made, because we can't be mekabel their edus, because they were miskabel bevezdin kehagados sosos, and we have against each group a kas that's passeling them. So the reason that they can't intermingle afterwards is because self call self, they each have another pair that's saying that they're Ede Sheker. So you know that in this group there's an Ede Sheker. So the yesod is that when you have two groups and each group is not being made on the other group, each group is independently saying their own edus. They're not passing the other group. So since they're not passing the other group, we're mamed each one in their cheskas kashrus, and they can go and testify later, maybe like the svar of the nesivos, that each one said b'didami. They thought that's what they saw. But when it comes to intermingling the two groups, they're already. That's already, you could still argue, oh, it's maybe it was the dummy, and they're still kosher. But that far we don't go. When they're intermingling the groups, when you're looking at each group independently, and it could very well be that they're both kosher, because they were in the group that only one of the two groups is kosher. So since one of the two groups is kosher, assume that he came from the kosher group. And keep his cheskas kashrus. But when two groups are contradicting each other, and now afterwards one guy from one group wants to come, one guy from another group wants to come, that's already a little bit too much, because you don't have now the assumption that one of them came from the kosher group. You know one of them came from the pasul group. So it could be that this group, now that you're looking at them independently, is the kosher group. So then assume that they're kosher, and even if they there's another testimony, so assume that it was bididami. They thought and they made a mistake. But if there are two people from two separate groups, and these groups are contradicting each other, and now they're combining and testifying, so you have to say two things now. You have to say not only b'didami, but that you have to, in other words, you have to come on to b'didami. You don't just have, beforehand we also had that maybe this guy was in the kosher group, maybe he's really giving the right testimony. So since this person was giving the correct, these two people were giving the correct testimony, so go with their testimony. In the future also, because in the past they didn't lie either. But here you know you had a guy who gave incorrect testimony in the future, because now they're intermingling from the two groups. And now the only explanation you have is b'didami. You don't have that explanation that maybe they came from the kosher group. So the group that told the correct testimony, the group that was accurate. So that far we're not going to go. We're not going to be somech legamrei on b'didami. But we'll be somech on b'didami if we can already assume that he came from the kosher group. And then we say that even the accurate group, and even if he didn't come from the accurate group, maybe he was just b'didami. But if you know that one of these people came from the inaccurate group, you can't do it, and therefore you can't combine the testimonies of people from the two different groups that contradict each other. But again, if they're from two separate groups and they're coming later on to testify independently, each group by itself, there you could accept it again because of the svara that the other group didn't come straight away to apostle them. The other group didn't come straight away to apostle them, they just gave a different testimony. So since they didn't come straight away to apostle them, we keep them with their cheskas kashrus. Shankin, even though they didn't come to apostle them directly, but if there's two against two and to intermingle them afterwards, one from each group, that we don't do. But if it's two and two, so you have a salad, maybe this was the group that was accurate, and even if it wasn't, maybe it was the dummy, and they weren't directly hit with the other group didn't directly contradict them as people, as Edom, they just independently gave a different version of the events, so you can be machshir their Edus in the future. That's the Sfar of Rav Huna, the Fi Avanasi. So according to that, we understand beautifully the Sfar of the Ran, who is mechalik between the case of the Rif and that of Rav Huna, that every group can come independently and testify. What did the Ran say? The Ran said that if you have Shnei Kita Edim and one group says about the other that they're Gazlanim, we're not Mamid B'Cheskas Kashrus. And we asked, what about Rav Huna? Rav Huna is Mamid in the future and Cheskas Kashrus. So even though Rav Huna has two different Edim on two sides, you still go after the Cheskas Kashrus of each group, because the Ran holds that Dafka B'Nidon HaRif, that B'Vas Achas their Seisir each other, here it's a direct hit. B'Giyah Yishira B'Matara. Here, the one group is saying about the other, they're Gazlanim. So you can't go after the Cheskas Kashrus, it's not a Gazlan. Because you have Edus of Beis Edim, Shemidim all over the post, they're saying this guy's a Gazlan in the other group. So that's a direct hit. There, you don't keep his Cheskas Kashrus. Mashenke, Bishnei Kitei Edim, Amachish Zuzu, a Rav Huna, that we don't have an Edus on them to pass on them. There, we're Mamed Kol Kas Bifnei Atzma B'Cheskas Kashrus. Ulefizeh. Behakoshas Eid Echod, we don't have Hagodas Eidus of two Eidim to pass on one of them. There we can say that later on they can combine the two of them, even though they gave contradictory testimonies. The suffix of the Chachmei Brisk. Umemela, it's not Shver from the Gemara in Shavuos. And you can't bring a raya from Rav Chisda to Rav Huna. Because they know Chinami, according to Rav Chisda, who holds that we say Dib Eidim Mukhoshim, Behadei Sade Shakri. Lamali, what do I need these false witnesses for? Either Suffolk Psulim. And they're even Suffolk the Psulim. And later on they can't testify independently. Why? Because according to Rav Chisda, one group is definitely puzzle. So male, one group is definitely puzzle. And since one group is definitely puzzle, later on, we can't be makabel the Eidus Misafik. Because he holds that Eidim Mukhashim, you say, Bahadei Tzadi Shakri Lamali. Rav Chisda doesn't subscribe to this theory that if they're not making a direct hit, you can be mamed them in their Cheskas Kashrus. He says, no! They're giving two contradictory testimonies, in the future they're out. So if Oibazoi, the same logic, the same logical concept would apply one against one. There's no chilik between Akhoshes Shnei Edim and Akhoshes Eid Echad. Kol Sheyesh Suffolk Psul, Ein Ono Mekabel Medusa. If there's a Suffolk Psul, we can't accept the Edus. So one against one, each guy is a Suffolk Psul. It's even worse. Now you know, if they combine together afterwards, that one of them is the liar. If it's two and two, the Sad said maybe it was the kosher group. But Rav Chisda holds, no, two and two is no good, because you have a suffix psul. So one against one is also good suffix psul, even though it's not a direct hit, just two contradictory testimonies. That's enough to invalidate the one. So therefore, the Gemara's whole mahalach was only a flefi Rav Chisda to compare one to two. Mashen came the Rav Huna, that he goes, Basar din pasul shalem, that you have to pasul them. So the Chachmei Brisk held that's dafka be'akrosh shnei edim. If you have two people against them, saying that their testimony is not correct because they're giving a different testimony. There, if it's two, so we're going to passel them. That's why he holds afterwards, you can't intermingle. We're talking about intermingling. If it's two, even though it's not a direct hit, but just the fact that two people are being made, that's already a proper edus on the other two against their testimony, because they're giving contradictory testimonies. And now if afterwards they combine from each group, what's going to happen is that you know you have one guy in the invalid group here. You have one guy who gave inaccurate testimony. So Rav Huna, if it's just a suffix psul, so Rav Huna is not bothered by that. When is Rav Huna bothered? Rav Huna says you can't accept the edus if it's a direct attack on their kashrus. Then you can't accept the edus. And even if it's not a direct attack on their kashrus, but if you have two groups and they give contradictory testimony, and then afterwards one combines with one from the other group, so here also, here you know that you have one of the guys from the inaccurate group. How do you know? Because if you have two Eidim testifying about them, the fact that two Eidim testify about them passels them. But one Eid testifying about him, that doesn't passel him. So yes, we know that if it's one and one, they're giving contradictory testimony, after they combine, one of them is giving the inaccurate testimony. But that's only, we only know it's inaccurate based on one other person. That's not enough to passel the Eidim. Rav Huna is set on passeling the Eidim. So the only way the Eidim are going to be passeled is if you have two against them. So there Rav Huna says, if you have two people against two, and then afterwards they combine one and one, so we say, sorry, you have two people who said that you're a liar, that you gave inaccurate testimony. And you know that in this group, there's one person who have two people against them. So if you know in this group, there's one person who has two people against them, that passes them. So what passels him? A direct hit saying that he's passel? Or two people giving contradictory testimony that'll passel him? If he's combining again, and we know that in this group there's one person from the group that gave the false testimony. But if it's only one person, since he wasn't mukhash al yidei shnei edim, they're not passel at all. Afilu lo seidus. There's only one guy passeling them. So therefore, this Gemara is not a raya for against Rav Huna. Who's it a raya for? For Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda compares two and one, because Rav Chisda says, suffik psul out! So in two against two, you have a suffik psul. One against one, you have a suffik psul. So throw it out of court. But if it's according to Rav Huna, he doesn't net passel suffik psuls, because he holds two against two. It's a suffik later on, but still machshir. So one against one also. If it's a suffix later on, they want to combine, you're right, it's a suffix psul, but we're still machshir. So he's not bothered by suffix. He only says that the edus isn't good. If either it's direct hit on them, that they're considered pasul, or you have two edim against them, saying that they are giving contradictory testimony. So that is what's going to pasul. They're not one against one. Now, Liba de Emes, the Shach proved Kedasa Sovrim Lahefech. He didn't accept the ruling of the Chachmei Brisk. And he holds that even Akhoshes Eid Echot, Enim Yecholim Litztarif Yachad Lahayid Eidus Achas, they can't combine afterwards to be made in Eidus. Even though you don't have two against either of them. So it would appear that, according to this opinion, The biur b'svaris rafuna is that edim hamukhashim, are not mitstaref afterwards. Lahai, they're not allowed to intermingle afterwards, the two groups. It's not because there's edus to passel them, because the second group is not testifying about them. Since the second group isn't testifying about them, there's no din paselus at all. Rather, Rav Huna holds that since in front of the Beis Din you have two Eduyos Osros Mimanav Shach, you can't combine them afterwards to Paskin Alpiyam. So if afterwards they get together from the two groups and they want to testify together, it won't work because they already in the past gave conflicting testimonies. So you know that one of these fellas was from the false group. Miman of Shach was one was from the false group. That's enough for us. And if that's the case, no chilik between one and two. One also, if it's one against one, you know afterwards one of them was from the false group because they gave conflicting testimonies. So if you hold like the Shita of the Chachmei Brisk, you need two witnesses to passel. In other words, when you have two against two, afterwards they can't intermingle. Why? Because that's considered that they have two people against them. Not consider, it really is they have two people against them. They have two people against them. And since they have two people against them, that passels them. That's enough to passel them. Two people against them, and now they're intermingling. So if it was just two people against them, your mom and them and their cheskes kashrus. Or you said, words be the dummy. But now that they're intermingling, and you have two people who earlier said that they gave incorrect testimony, that's already going too far. That we can't accept. And that's all Chachmei Brisk. Because the Chachmei Brisk held that if you have two against two, then in that Eidus that they're giving, there are two people who said that they're saying not correctly. So we're going to be mamma them in the future on their Cheskes Kashrus. But for that Eidus, if they want to combine afterwards with the guy from the other group, we're going to say, no. I'm sorry, but you guys, one of you guys gave earlier a conflicting testimony, and you had two people who said that you gave that your testimony was wrong. So that we can't combine. But according to the Shach, but that only applies if there's two, but not one. But according to the Shach, the problem is not that two people passed their earlier Eidus and said differently than them, but that Meman of Shach, you had somebody who earlier on gave an inaccurate testimony. And therefore it would apply even one against one. So these are just some iruhurim. There's obviously a lot more to say, and I'm not 100% sure that I understood I think I understood it correctly, but tamid yesh ma ladun yesh ma lahosif, very very broad sugya. So I gave people food for thought. So even if you argue, that's also Torah. Everything is Torah. As long as you're learning, you're learning. So we should be zelcha lilmodu lalamed lishma velasos. Well, the kaim is called Divrei Samu Tarasu Biahava. And the Siyata Dishmaya, we were Zoche to understand the Das of the Ran, who made a distinction between the Rif, who says that when Eidim passel each other, one group says about the other Gazlan, and we're not Mamin and Cheskes Kashrus. When they come independently, we are Mamin and their Cheskes Kashrus, because they're coming independently. It's not a direct hit on the other group. The They're each coming separately. They're each giving independent testimony. And they're not relating to the other group. They're not coming to court and saying, no, 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 what they said is incorrect. We're going to say differently. That'd be a different story. But no, they're just coming and giving their own testimony. So there we can be Mamad Achezkus Kashrus. When they make a direct hit and the two of them say, no, he's a Gazel, and they're passing the Gavra, that already we don't accept. We're not Mamad Achezkus Kashrus. And we should be Zochem Mitzvah Hashem. Lachzor V'lishnos Perek Zev Sugya Zu. One of the most Kishmak Sugyas. I don't know what Sugya is not Kishmak. But Tamid B'Simcha V'Tuv Leiv V'Meirov Kol. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.